live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. It's a 2 o'clock start today, a 4 o'clock start tomorrow because of Diamondbacks baseball, which will be at 5 o'clock tonight with the pregame show live from Coors Field, a 5:40 first pitch. Tomorrow we have daytime baseball, a 12 o'clock pregame show joined in progress with the first pitch tomorrow at 12:10. Keep that in mind because we'll be starting at 4 here on Q&A. Tomorrow, just for that one day though. Well, on today's show, we're going to talk some fun topics. We'll be talking about classic muscle cars. We'll talk about a great musical that's in town and a fun event coming up for those of you with a bit of the Scottish in your background. We'll be talking today to Dennis Stringer and friends from the All Corvettes Car Show coming to town. Vicki Paris Goodman will be here with her review of the PCA stage production of Guys and Dolls. And Andy Hamilton will be here with Mark Markley for the annual Prescott Scottish Highland Games. Now, this Sunday, the Arizona Cardinals will visit the powerful L.A. Rams at Memorial Coliseum. A lot of national football writers are saying the Rams just might be a Super Bowl contender this year. Our sister station, KDDL, will carry the pregame show at noon, the kickoff at 1:05 Sunday on FM 94.3 and 103.1. Now, I will be there on the 20-yard line at the Coliseum. Of course, sitting up so high at the Coliseum, I might not see the players, but I will be able to see Hawaii. Hey, this being Wednesday, the Wednesday Night Classic movie series continues at the Prescott Elks Theater tonight with Footloose, the Kevin Bacon classic with great music. Next Wednesday, the 19th, mark your calendar at the Prescott Elks Theater, The Godfather. And speaking of movies, if you're a big fan of Burt Reynolds, the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley has you in mind. The Burt Reynolds Marathon from Friday through Wednesday featuring Smokey and the Bandit, Deliverance, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, Hustle, and The Longest Yard, all on the big screen. Check your Harkins Theater listings for showtimes starting Friday. Now, when I was in St. Louis during the late 70s and the stage play, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas came through, they couldn't advertise it by that title. They had to call it The Chicken Ranch. Okay. So, we've got Dennis Stringer in the bullpen stepping right up. We're going to talk about Corvettes on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Just how radical is Kyrsten Sinema? When the state legislature took up a tough new law combating child prostitution, then state representative Kyrsten Sinema actually argued against it, saying men shouldn't be charged with child prostitution if they claim the girls looked old enough. Listen to Kyrsten Sinema arguing on behalf of men caught soliciting young girls for sex.
I don't think that's fair.
Sinema worked at an elementary school and said,
there were children at my school who were 12, 13 years old, and some of these children looked older than me.
Cinema's position allowed men caught with child prostitutes to beat the rap simply because, as Kyrsten Sinema said, the children looked older. That's not just wrong, it's radical. Maybe that's why Arizona Democrats said Sinema was, quote, too extreme. Kyrsten Sinema in the U.S. Senate? No way. Defend Arizona paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, what is your dream car? We have a couple guys here who can tell you all about that because they're bringing a whole bunch of them to town. We have Dennis Stringer and Jerry Jones. They are from the Prescott Vet Set, correct?
That's correct.
Yes, sir.
Dennis and Jerry, first of all, tell us what the Vet Set is all about.
You want to? Okay, I'll take that. Vet Set is basically a local car club with about 200 members, and our big annual event is putting on this car show. And we've done it for, this will be our 12th year in doing it. We've had a heck of a response from virtually all over the state. We get people now in from California, Nevada. It's just turned into something that we had never dreamed up, but actually happened for us. So we're very happy with what we did and how it turned out.
And, Jerry, tell us about roughly how many Corvettes you're expecting to show for the All Corvettes Car Show.
Well, we're figuring on 250 was our limit, and we do have a limit for registration. And there'll probably be another 250 running around outside the registration process to look at the cars.
Now, this is going to be where and when?
It's going to be right downtown around the square and on the plaza. And we take up three sides of that plaza again. Gurley Street will be the only one that will be open to traffic.
I was just about to ask how you find the parking places around the courthouse. The city is providing a lot of help there, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Now, you know, our friends at Lamb Chevrolet, I understand, are helping make this possible, correct?
They're one of our principal sponsors.
Thank you, Ed Walsh.
Or they are our principal sponsor.
Yeah, there you go. And if you want to see a brand new Corvette, you know where to go, right?
Right.
Now, is it true that Corvette was America's first real sports car?
I believe that could be considered right because Corvette started looking at this design and kicked it around in General Motors Corporation between two or three. I think Pontiac looked at it, Buick looked at it, and finally Chevrolet says, look, we'll take it. We'll go ahead and we'll build 300 of those cars, and they virtually hand-built 300 wow. Corvettes in 1953, and I don't know that it was a big response, but it was a start, and in 1954, I think they built and sold about 1,400 cars.
Wow.
And then you got Zorro Duntoff involved in the process, who was big into racing, and that's really when Corvette took off. 55 introduced the V8 engine in the Corvette, and from then on, Zorro wanted to really get Corvette into competition racing in the Le Mans, some of the European races, and did quite well. So it got then everybody's interested, hey, we've got an American sports car that can compete with the European sports cars. Mm-hmm. And it just, history is just, the demand has just expanded from there. So the car now is, we're in the C7 series. There's been that many. We are looking at possibly a new C8 next year, which will be a mid-engine Corvette, which will be getting into the Ferrari and Lamborghini class. Yeah.
Jerry, tell us about the mystique and the romance of driving and owning a Corvette. Why is that still a magical name since the early 50s?
mainly in our club, we kind of laugh about it. You got to be about 70 years old, neither divorced or widowed, to get one. but the mystique has always been there. It's a racing car. It's not so much a muscle car as it is a racing car. And so the people have carried this dream to own one for years and years, ever since they were teenagers, perhaps. And so it's a big deal. And once they get wrapped into it, boy, they're hung on to it. They're big enthusiasts.
And Jerry and Dennis both have heard for many, many years an awful lot of guys saying, one of these days I'm going to get me a Corvette. And Jerry, you've got a kind of a funny story how you finally came upon your first one.
Well, I actually married into mine. Because she's the Corvette owner and the one that's had about five of them over the years.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so and as a matter of getting into the club, well, I've been quite involved in it over the years. But my wife, Paula, is really into Corvettes, and there is no other car for her. So I've always had cars just to get me from A to B. But I love them. And I tell you, once you go down there to the square and look at what these cars are coming in, this is one of the most beautiful shows you'll ever see in beautiful downtown Prescott. And the cars are fantastic.
Sure.
So you'll get hooked, believe me.
And Dennis, from the earliest models of the Corvette back in the early 50s till today, how has the model changed and how has it stayed the same?
Well, about the only thing that stayed the same is the name. any comparison of any of the car that was initially built and what they're building now is, like I say, the name only. The first ones were basically cut down car chassis with a little better suspension, and they took their six-cylinder engine that was standard for all our vehicles at the time, souped it up with a little horsepower and presented it as a sports car until, like I said, 1955. Then they decided to go ahead and use the V8 engine. The cars today, no more solid axle, rear axles on them. These are all suspensions that are designed for the racetrack. The Corvette right now, you can buy just a street model. All the way up to, right now I think the Z06 is out. I don't think they have the ZR1 out yet. Mm-hmm. And car capable doing 200 miles an hour off the factory floor. So times have changed. That 53 would not go that near that fast.
Where can you drive a car 200 miles per hour? I know in certain parts of Texas and Montana they have speed limits that are pretty well set based upon the conditions, right?
Right.
I don't think 200 would be within that range, but what's the fastest you've been in a Corvette?
Oh, my God.
Can you admit that?
Well, let's say, I guess I can. I've had one of my vets up to about 150 miles an hour.
Where?
I'm not going to tell you.
Because they've still got you on radar.
No.
What does that feel like?
Country's going by pretty fast.
Oh, my heavens. Plus, you're low slung, so you're right.
Yes.
My goodness.
Well, we have several people in our club that go over to the Silver State in California.
Uh-huh.
And, or not California, I'm sorry, Nevada. Yeah. And that's about 90 miles of highway they set up for racing. And those guys tell me, depending on which class you're in, you're going to be running on an average of 170, 180 miles an hour. And these are Corvettes that are involved in that.
Wow.
So
well,
we also have the convertibles in our group 7 years ago. We were invited to escort the NASCAR drivers at PIR in December. Yeah. And so as a result of that, and as an award for doing that, they were allowed to go to the racetrack down there in January and February and to race the track. And so some of them got into the 160 mile an hour runs on that track.
Now, as glamorous as the Corvette image is, and that we all love the Corvette convertible, is it safe to drive a convertible that fast?
If you're not wearing a wig, it'll work.
You won't be wearing
no.
The car is totally capable of doing that, whether it's reasonable to do that without the proper equipment.
Yeah.
That's up to the person driving the car. Yeah. I mean, obviously, if you're driving it on a track, there's a lot of restrictions on seat belts, this type of safety equipment that you must provide on that car before they'll even let you onto the track.
You know, seat belts going 160 kind of sounds to me like a parachutist wearing a helmet when he dives from 30,000 feet.
Well, you've got to be an experienced driver to be in there, too.
Right. And sure.
At the PIR, the first go-around, when we went down there to race the car, my wife was driving in it at that time. And one of the guys in there had a brand-new Corvette, and he put it into the first turn and right into the wall. So he kind of ended the day for us by that time. So.
When you get behind the wheel of a Corvette, how do you not speed?
Depends on the number of depends on the number of tickets you've received.
Yeah, that would have something.
Because you are a target.
The temptation's got to be tremendous.
Yep.
Now we talked about Jerry's very first Corvette. Dennis, how about yours?
Well, I always liked the Corvette, but you know, working and raising a family and everything. Until you get retired, then you can say I can go out and get my dream car.
Mm-hmm.
I finally bought one in 2004. It was a 92 Corvette. I just love the thing. In fact, I still got it.
Nice.
And I've bought several since, but I keep that car. I just really like that little car. But it's something that, and I think a lot of the guys in the club have had Corvettes over the years. You get talking to a lot of guys, oh, gosh, this is like their ninth Corvette they've owned,
yeah.
You know. And they bought the first one when they got out of college, you know, and they bought one about every 4 years since that time. So it's a car that that people get hooked on. And
see, when I was in my 20s and a single guy, I really did pretty well in the bars when I said, yeah. When I go for a ride in my Vette. Of course, they found out it was a Chevette, but, you know, some of that didn't go very far.
Did you need that much help? Did you? Oh, goodness.
Yeah, a Chevette didn't go very far, believe me. But tell us one last time, where and when the great All Corvettes Car Show from the Vette Set.
September 22nd. It's a Saturday coming up pretty quick, and it's going to be around the Courthouse Square here in beautiful downtown Prescott, Arizona.
And that is Jerry Jones and Dennis Stringer with the Vette Set, the All Corvettes Car Show. Thanks for joining us today, guys. Sounds like a great time coming up.
Our pleasure.
Stay tuned. We've
Thanks,
got,
DJ.
You bet. We've got Vicki Paris Goodman with her take on guys and dolls, and Andy Hamilton with Mark Markley. I wonder if they're wearing kilts today for the Prescott Scottish Highland game. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help. Or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Good morning, my favorite daughter. Welcome to the Otto Hahn ride share. I'm your driver, Catherine Hahn. If you'd care for a beverage, just open the stow-and-go storage system and you'll find juice boxes and animal crackers.
Mom, not this again.
In-ride entertainment is available with the UConnect Theater. There's games, apps, and all my favorite movies already queued up.
Bored!
Here at Otto Hahn, safety is our top concern. That's why we only drive the Chrysler Pacifica. Here we are. I expect a 5-star review.
The Chrysler Pacifica. Up your van game.
Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:20. Always fun to have Vicki Paris-Goodman in the studio. She has just come back from her review of one of my all-time favorite musicals. Please tell me it's still a favorite musical, Vicki.
Oh, in spades.
Don't they have fun with this?
Oh, my gosh. What a job Sandy Vernon, the director, did on this.
Yeah. So tell us what you saw.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to read you my review here.
And this is of Guys and Dolls.
This is of Guys and Dolls at Prescott Center for the Arts. Mm-hmm. So here goes. Who doesn't love a good Broadway musical? Well, there may be a few out there who would rather wash their hair or do the laundry, but most of us would give our eye teeth to see a fabulous production of Guys and Dolls. And the opportunity is right around the corner as the musical that many regard as the musical of all Broadway musicals begins its run Thursday evening on the main stage at Prescott Center for the Arts. Based on the tales of Damon Runyon, Guys and Dolls is the story of a made-up world of lovable New York City gamblers and the women who bring them to their knees. The book is by Joe Swerling and Abe Burrows, but the name that is far and away the one attributed to the delight and sheer genius of Guys and Dolls is that of brilliant composer and lyricist Frank Lesser. I attended the dress rehearsal on Monday night, and I'm here to tell you that this community theater production is about as good as it gets. Directed by PCA regular Sandy Vernon, the production double casts, and in some cases triple casts, certain key roles. For those unfamiliar with the show, Guys and Dolls takes us into the gambler's life of good old reliable
Nathan Detroit.
Okay.
Hold that pause.
Who runs a floating crap game that changes location in order to avoid Lieutenant Brannigan, the long-suffering cop who time and again comes just short of catching the crap shooters in action.
And it's the oldest reliable permanent and floating crap game in New York.
Yeah,
carry
okay.
on.
All right.
Or oldest established permanent floating
that's
crap
it,
game.
That's it, oldest
It's only been 40 years since I saw it.
So. Well, that's pretty good. Okay, so Jeremy Zuhlke is the consummate actor, singer, and dancer who plays Nathan and captures our hearts in each and every scene. From conniving to evade Brannigan to pleading for the indulgence of his fiance, whom he never seems to actually marry, Zuhlke's Nathan has us rooting for him start to finish. That is, except when it comes to fiance Adelaide. On that one, we're decidedly rooting for her to finally take that Niagara Falls honeymoon. Meanwhile, Adelaide, played at Monday's rehearsal by the adorable Kelsey Clare, headlines the team of chorus girls at the Hotbox nightclub. She also suffers from psychosomatic cold symptoms brought on by the anxiety of having waited to marry Nathan for 14 years and counting. Her mother in Rhode Island thinks she and Nathan tied the knot 12 years ago and have 5 offspring to show for it. Claire gives a grade-A performance of Adelaide's Lament, the ever-so-clever musical number whose lyrics paraphrase a psychology book describing the wheezing and the sneezing and the feeling she's getting too old that causes a person to develop a cold. Okay. The incomparable Frank James Maul plays fed-up and humorless Lieutenant Brannigan in all his perpetual frustration. One almost feels sorry for him. The other main plot in the show features the wholly improbable love story of traveling high roller Sky Masterson, played by Greg Fine, and uptight Salvation Army doll Sarah Brown, acted and sung on Monday night by Maya Sherratt. In Lesser's fabulous Luck Be a Lady, in which the lyricist carries the metaphor all the way through the song with utter perfection, Fine might have depicted his character's dire situation with more angst and intensity, but the number is still a hit. And when Sky finally rolls the dice, having admitted he's bet his whole life on this role, 12-some-odd gamblers reluctantly wind up at a midnight prayer meeting at Sarah's Mission. We can safely assume that all-important dice roll went in Sky's favor. Thank goodness. There are just so many highlights to this show. Andrew Strachan plays Nicely Nicely Johnson, whose parts in the title song, in Fugue for Tin Horns, and especially in Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat, made me long for instant replays of each number, just so I could savor them all a second time. James Pyduck, who in David Mamet's American Buffalo delivered one of the finest performances I've seen of many five performances at PCA, plays visiting Chicago high roller Big Julie. If ever there was a fantastic caricature of a big-time gangster gambler, Pyduck's Big Julie is it. Fine and Sherratt brought the first act to a heartfelt close with the rousing duet, I've Never Been in Love Before. Big sigh. Adelaide and the Hotbox Girls introduce the second act with the fantastic Take Back Your Mink. The costumes, which they shed to expose slips during the number, are simply smashing. Don Langford takes a back seat throughout most of the show as Sarah's Uncle Arvide, but he had me almost in tears while singing the beautiful and understated More I Cannot Wish You. God, I choke up every time.
Yeah.
More I Cannot Wish You is the name of the song.
Yeah.
While encouraging Sarah to open her mind to possibilities. Zulke's Sue Me, as his character pleads with Adelaide for one more chance, is yet another heart-rending scene. Honestly, it rivaled Sinatra's Nathan begging Vivian Blaine's Adelaide to forgive him in the movie. It really did.
You promised me this, you promised me that, you promised me everything
under the sun.
Yeah, in fact, Kelsey Clare was in here doing that number. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was here just a few weeks ago.
Oh, fantastic.
She's going to be Adelaide in the third weekend of shows.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Oh, gosh, wow. Learned two roles. Let's see. Oh, I'm almost done. A fitting ending had Claire and Sherratt excelling in the vocally complex Marry the Man Today. I wonder if PCA will extend the run when it sells out early. What a show.
Mm-hmm.
Guys and Dolls begins Thursday evening, September 13th, on the main stage in the church at Prescott Center for the Arts Theater, 208 North Marina Street in downtown Prescott, and runs through September 30th. Evening performances are Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., with Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Ticket prices for all performances are $20 for youth and $27 for adults, and that includes the $2 service charge. For tickets, visit the PCA website at pca-az.net, pca-az.net, or call the box office at 928-445-3286.
Wow, what a great show to see. And it was all written by a sports writer. Damon Runyon was a sports writer who used to associate with some of the most colorful people in New York. That's how he got to know all those gamblers and horse players and people like that. In fact, to this day, if a sports writer uses the term Runyonesque, he's describing a very colorful pro athlete, usually.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that. You know, that I believe it's the Fugue for Tin Horns, where you've got Nicely Nicely and Benny and Rusty, and the three of them do that great thing.
Is this
with
the one about I got the horse right here?
His name is Paul Revere.
Yeah.
Da, da,
mm-hmm.
da, da,
yeah.
Da. Yeah.
Great song.
Oh, fantastic.
Isn't the music
wonderful?
In
three-part harmony.
It's
so good. This whole show is one of the best ever written. There is not a bad song.
Really?
Not even a mediocre song in the whole show.
And there's so many, I don't want to say conflicts, but contrasts in the show. It's just so doggone entertaining. And in addition to that, you've also got a music review, I understand.
I do. I want to talk about the brand new professional orchestra that's drawing musicians primarily from northern Arizona, Prescott, Flagstaff, etc. This is not an amateur group where, you know, you have a lot of amateur musicians like the Prescott Pop Symphony or the Prescott Chamber Orchestra, which I play in both of those. But this is a strictly professional orchestra. It's called the Arizona Philharmonic, and it's under the direction of Maestro Peter Bay. He's conducting. And it began out of a need and subsequently a vision of leaders of local musical groups like the Prescott Chorale, Prescott Pop Symphony, Prescott Chamber Orchestra, representatives of Yavapai College, and others. And after 10 years of planning, Prescott teacher and composer Henry Fleury, and
who was here 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wonderful. And a team of organizers finally put together the orchestra over the past few months. Mm-hmm. Well, Henry invited me to the inaugural concert, which was held on August 26th at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. And I have to hand it to Henry Fleury and his team. They came very close to filling the Performing Arts Center for the inaugural concert. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't believe it. I really underestimated this effort. I will never do that again, not with them. The orchestra's ambassador is none other than Prescott's own Tony Tenniel, who also served on the organizing committee, I mm-hmm. believe. So how was the concert? Nothing short of a triumph.
Yeah.
The concert, called Currents, featured music all of which was composed by Henry Fleury. He won't always be featured as the, you know, only composer in their future concerts, but on this one it was all of the music he composed. And the afternoon concert began with a very brief but exciting fanfare for my city, an exciting showcasing of the orchestra's trumpets. The piece brimmed with optimism and was scarcely a minute in length. The next piece, 1912, began ethereally with simple harp strains, had a tumultuous theme ensued in the strings, followed by a whimsical theme with a lovely viola and cello solos, and a fabulous discordant brass riff highlighted the ending. And this was followed by the piece for which the concert was named. It's called Currents, and it featured piano virtuoso, the very dramatic James DeLeon, I guess it's pronounced, James DeLeon, and it told the story of the failing of the levees during Hurricane Katrina. The piece at times melded classical themes and those of New Orleans-style jazz. It was an emotionally moving piece, but the only piece performed that afternoon that I found to be a little too modern for the average listener, including myself. But the highlight of the entire concert was the ragtime dances for marimba and orchestra, written by Henry for his wife, Maria Fleury, an ace mallet specialist. That means she plays marimba and xylophone and all those so-called mallet instruments. Mm-hmm. She's a phenomenal percussionist, especially when she performs on mallets. In this entertaining piece encompassing five dances, Maria not only performed the complex solo part with ease, but acted out the various moods of each dance while she was playing. I couldn't believe it. The entire performance was absolutely adorable. So well done. Kudos to both Henry and Maria Fleury for a job well done on both composition and performance.
And we welcome the Arizona Philharmonic Orchestra. It's really great to have that in town. And you will be with us sometime, hopefully again, in about a month or so for your next reviews.
Yes, I will.
Always a pleasure to have Vicki Paris Goodman on the show. Thanks for the reviews of Guys and Dolls and of the debut of the Arizona Philharmonic Orchestra. We welcome them to town. Stay tuned because we're going to talk Scottish Highland Games. That's coming up very shortly after news with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at kqna.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012825, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
The hassles of property management can leave you frazzled. Lengthy background checks, bad tenants, interpreting landlord-tenant laws. At Top Notch Property Management and Sales, we're experts in property management, from marketing and tenant screening to lease negotiation and timely rental payments. Top Notch knowledge and expertise, along with 28 years of real estate experience, will take the hassle out of property management so that you can enjoy being an owner and not a landlord. Discover why we're top notch. Give us a call, 772-4801, or online at topnotchprescott.com.
Get our lowest prices on our best selection ever during discount days at Findlay GMC. Now through October 1st, up to $12,000 on every new GMC. The 2018 GMC Yukon Denali. Styling begins with a satin chrome finished grill and perforated first and second row Milan leather seating. Now discounted up to $7,027. The 2018 GMC Acadia. Inside, a premium, quiet, versatile cabin is ready for anything. Outside, the sculpted design looks good everywhere. Now discounted $9,996. That's 20% off MSRP. The 2018 GMC Sierra SLT Group. Bold design, robust capability, and comfortable quiet cabin. Now discounted up to $12,000. That's over 21% off MSRP. Save $1,000. Findlay GMC Buick Prescott at FindlayBuickGMC.com and 928-445-7350. The local dealership that supports your community. GMC, we are professional grade.
Offers for well-qualified buyers. Does not include tax, license, title fee, $495. Stock numbers. G39947, G40561, G39714. Subject to prior sale. Expires 10/1/2018. See the dealer for complete details and any restrictions.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A Prescott Valley resident has been arrested for having child pornographic images.
After receiving a tip and conducting an extensive month-long investigation, Prescott Valley police served a search warrant at a Romero Circle East home yesterday morning.
During a search of the persons, residence, and property therein, inappropriate child pornographic images were recovered on electronic devices belonging to 23-year-old Patrick Aaron Miller.
Prescott Valley Police Officer Jerry Ferguson says the suspect isn't a stranger to law enforcement.
Miller is a level 3 high-risk offender who in 2011 exposed himself to a 14-year-old male who was not known to him. He was convicted of indecent exposure in Yavapai County and was required to register as a sex offender.
Miller has been booked on 5 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor and a count of failing to register online identification. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
A happy ending in the search for a missing Cottonwood man. At 6 yesterday morning, 76-year-old Stephen Simpson wandered from his home on foot at Goddard Road and Highway 260. The Arizona Department of Public Safety issued a silver alert for Simpson, who suffers from Alzheimer's and other medical problems. Fortunately, he was found safe and in good health just a few hours after he wandered off and the alert was canceled. This isn't the first time Simpson has left his home. In December 2016, he reportedly told a neighbor he was tired of the Arizona weather. He drove off in his truck and may have been traveling to California or Oklahoma. He was found after a Pinal County Sheriff's deputy stopped him in Florence. Taking a look at your KQ&A weather, we're going to see a high of 86 today in the Prescott area, an overnight low of 55, and a high of 86 again tomorrow. 96 degrees today for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a low tonight of 59 and a high on Thursday of 97. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
When you're vehicle shopping, you expect there to be a large selection at a brand-name dealership like Findlay Toyota Prescott. And there is, the largest selection in Yavapai County. With access to over 10,000 vehicles in our multi-dealership network, we can find you the vehicle that fits your needs and budget. A car is a personal statement and a major investment, so we want you to drive your perfect Toyota. At Findlay Toyota Prescott, we also believe in supporting our community in many ways, including creating well-paying jobs and generating sales tax revenue to help support our schools, police, fire departments, and local government agencies. Why drive several hours and battle the heat when Findlay Toyota Prescott guarantees to meet any reputable dealer price in Phoenix? We can find you the vehicle that fits your needs and budget. Thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership. Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Findlay Toyota Prescott, we're everybody's hometown dealer.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, Come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:40. Well, guess what it's time for once again. Coming up Saturday and Sunday, the 15th and 16th, it's the 14th annual Prescott Highland Games and Celtic Fair. We have Cheryl Hamilton here to talk about it. Cheryl, you've been involved. You and Andy, your husband, have been involved with this for how long?
I've been doing it for 13 years, and he's been doing it for about 8.
Wow. How has it changed from the first time you did it up to now?
Biggest change, we're doing 2 days now instead of one.
That's nice. Okay, and it's going to be where?
I did out at Watson Lake, which the city renames Lock Watson.
Lock Watson, yeah, yes. Really. And we don't have a Lock Watson monster, fortunately.
Yes, we do, actually.
We do? Do we really? Oh,
yes,
boy.
Yes, we have Ian McNessie that will be walking around the park this year.
Nessie, of course.
He is a cousin of the Loch Ness Monster, and we tell all the kids that he lives at Watson Lake.
Oh, boy, that'll bring the kids out, that's for sure. Now, you've got a lot of activities lined up for this. Tell us about some of them.
We have got vendors. We've got food. We've got piping. We've got dancing, entertainment, athletic events, Children's Glen that we have going. We have sheep herding. Even though we don't have sheep, they use geese now because our sheep ran up into the hills.
They're so unruly that way.
They had a hard time getting them down the 1 year.
That
so,
can
yes,
happen.
It is now geese that they herd instead.
Okay, still fun. So,
but all kinds of stuff going on.
And you're
going
to have food and merchandise vendors, of course.
Yes, we will.
What about the music?
We have got the California Celts are playing, and then also the Knockabouts are our two main groups that we are in our main tent. And then we've got other stuff going on. So there's something going on all the time, be it bagpipes or dancing or storytelling, all kinds of things.
And this is the production from the local group. Tell us about the local group that puts this on.
Local group is the Prescott Area Celtic Society.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our big event every year. We meet every month, third Monday of the month down at the Granville's, one of their clubhouses, mm-hmm, on Tuscany Way.
And for people who mispronounce Celtic as Celtic, as in Boston Celtics, yeah, is there a difference between Celtic and Celtic?
One's a sports team.
Okay, that
Celtic
works for
is
me.
A sports team. Celtic is a nationality.
Because we remember the old dearly lamented Celtic crossings.
Mm-hmm.
We really missed not having that around.
Oh, we do
anymore.
Too.
Boy, oh boy. There were some great times there. But some of the events, especially the athletic ones,
mm-hmm,
can be especially taxing because most people don't do these very often. Tell us about some of those athletic events.
These are the traditional events that took place, and they were originally set up because warriors couldn't learn to do things with swords. Well, if you can throw a boulder, then you can probably throw a spear. If you can throw a caber, same type thing. You know.
Now explain for our non-Celtic and non-Irish people, what is a saber or caber?
A caber, it's basically a telephone pole.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, mm-hmm, that's basically about what it is. It's about 20 feet long. You get to hold on to the bottom 3 feet of it.
How do you practice throwing the caber? Where do you find something like that? I mean, Dick's Sporting Goods doesn't sell them.
No. No. We used to have a group up here, which we're hoping to get going again. I'm trying to remember. They were the group that trained up here just for this type of athletics, because I think there's about 7 different events that they rotate,
mm-hmm,
through. Caber being one of them. There's a hammer, there's a bramer, there's a sheaf. Sheaf is a little block of hay that they use a pitchfork to throw over this great height thing.
And I understand, too, that for those adults who like an occasional adult beverage, they can indulge a bit at this, too, correct?
Oh, yeah. We've got beer. We've got hard cider, from what I understand, which I'm looking forward to. We also have whiskey tasting.
And how interesting.
Yeah. They will actually, it's a small class that they're going to take, and it teaches them about the different types of scotch that they can get.
Mm-hmm.
Single malt barrel, the mixed blends, what they are, the difference in the tasting, because they are going to actually be tasting them. They do have to be 21.
Of course.
To participate in that one, though.
What are the differences in the different kinds of scotches?
Oh, God. Depending on where they are produced, then that means it could have a mossy taste. It could have a floral taste. Depends on what the water that they're using and also the other stuff that's going into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Also, the barrels that they're putting it in.
Yeah.
From what I understand, the barrels they only use one time.
Really?
Yeah, that's what constitutes
a single barrel.
Single malt.
Of course,
yes.
That explains it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't use it again, you can't exactly duplicate that flavor, can you?
But they use them for other things.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They, you know, from what I understand, those barrels, after they're used, they can't be used again by that company, but they ship them off and they use them for other, you know, other companies use them.
Which reminds me, I believe Anheuser-Busch has a new line of beers coming out that were aged in whiskey barrels. Would that be interesting?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah,
it would probably get some interesting taste.
Interesting stuff, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So in your many years now working with the Highland Games, any particular events or memories that stand out?
I think the biggest one was the year the, as I said, the sheepdogs.
Oh, yes.
The sheep went up into the hill, up into the dells, and we had a heck of a time getting those sheep down, even with the dogs.
I can only imagine that. Now, you've also got, describe the Highland Dance Competition. Now, is this similar to the Irish Ceilidhs?
Okay. Dancing, it's, there's two different types that they're going to be doing. They're going to be the Scottish dancers and also the Irish dancers, which mm-hmm. are quite different, I found out. On Saturday is a competition for the Scottish one. Irish dancers will be performing on Sunday. And a lot of it is mostly not a lot of arm movement in the things.
Mm-hmm.
It's more the step dancing and shuffling that way with their feet mm-hmm. and everything. Kind of from what I've seen a few times, if you remember River Dance, then that's you get is that type stuff.
So there'll be a lot of events going on. We have another guest coming in. Is this Mark? Is that Mark?
That's Mark.
Mark Markley is here. Okay, Mark can help out. Mark, we have a headphone right there for you. The microphone is already on. Tell us what you're doing in advance of the big games coming up.
Oh, can I give you a list? Basically, I head up the athletics group.
Mm-hmm.
So getting all the gear ready, getting the awards ready, getting the T-shirts, trying to get more people coming out and watching men and women in kilts throwing stuff.
That's always fun. And, of course, Cheryl and I were talking about the different unusual sports events mm-hmm. In this, because you don't spend a lot of time doing those things during the year. How do you practice throwing a caber, and where do you find one?
I make them. So,
really?
Yeah,
you take old telephone poles?
I actually know some people who do that, but those are soaked in creosote, so they're kind of heavy.
Oh, my.
But I've got a good source of lumber. He actually cuts them out towards the Arizona-New Mexico border, cuts them to order, takes a scale and a tape measure into the woods, and basically gives me what I look for.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, this event, I think a few years ago, became a two-day event, correct?
Yep. This is our fifth year, 2 days. Think so? Yeah, fourth or fifth. Yeah.
Now a little bird told me that you may have some inside information on the whiskey tasting and the differences between the whiskeys and the beers.
Wow. We could spend probably the next couple hours talking about that, and I would.
Celtic Crossing has to go out of business.
I am.
You did your part, right?
Yeah.
You were there.
Exactly. years on the planet, and depending on where you are, the whiskeys sort of take on the characteristics of the area. Yeah. So the ones out by the coast tend to have almost more of an astringent, minerally taste. They roast some of the peat over, or some of the barley over peat, so it gives it a smoky flavor. The Highlands tend to be really smooth and a little bit sweet, so bottom line, there's going to be something for just about everybody.
You know, wine people, vintners, talk about the terroir.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty similar?
Yeah. There's lowland, and there's going to be differences between the different distilleries, but they're sure. generally going to share some characteristics.
And you'll have the solo piping and drum competition.
Yep.
Okay. And you'll also have the pipe band competition. And free parking, pet-friendly, correct?
Correct.
Yep.
Free parking, so how do you guys make any money off this? Is there a price for tickets?
Price for tickets are... At the gate, you can buy 1 or 2 day tickets on Saturdays. Adults are $18 for 1 day, $30 for a 2 day. Students, which is students, seniors, veterans, all of them are all the same price. They are $15 and $25 for the all the weekend. And children under 5 are free.
And what will kids do when they're there with the family?
Oh, there's all kinds of... They get to watch all the stuff. We also have the Children's Glen. Mm-hmm. They come out and they...
Now describe that, the Children's Glen.
It's a place where the kids, the parents bring the kids. It is not...
daycare.
It's not where daycare, where you can cam drop kids off and everything. Yeah. But parents bring their kids there. There are games to play there. We have coloring for them to do, crafts. Once a day we also do where we have one of the... athletes come over and teach the kids how to do cabers, because we have our own cabers, little bitty ones. We even have what we call the matchstick, which is about just over a foot long, and it's about 3 inches diameter, and it's for the really little bitty kids they can even try it.
Sounds like a fun event, a beautiful setting, too. Mm-hmm. Where did you guys used to have the games before you moved to Watson Lake?
It's always been out there.
The first year was the Whiskey Games, and wasn't it the high school or something? Like, before PAX, I think, even took over.
I don't know, because I know for the 13 years I've done it, it's always been out there.
Always been there. I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not
only that, but I happen to do some weather casts for the area, and the weatherman is smiling on you this weekend.
Oh, good.
So that is great news.
That's for
nice,
sure.
And we won't get windblown.
Yeah, indeed. So it'll be this Saturday and Sunday, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
At Scottish Lake Park or Loch Watson. I'm sorry. I said Scottish Lake Park. So you got me thinking now. Watson Lake Park or Loch Watson, correct?
Also, one more thing.
Sure.
Friday, 5:30 to 9, we're having a new event. We're kind of calling it Calling the Clans or Party, whatever, Kayleigh, whatever you want to. It's a free event. People can come out. There will be beer. There will be food out there. We will not have the vendors open. We are going to have one of the pipers come. We're going to have dancers come over. We're going to have athletes walking around, not doing athletic stuff.
Yeah. Got to save it up for the weekend.
Yeah. It's to give people a little taste of what the next 2 days are going to be without, you know, giving away all of it.
And that is Cheryl Hamilton and Mark Markley, part of the Prescott Scottish Highland Games this weekend. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's 4 o'clock Q&A guests for you on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Look for the grand opening of the brand new Findlay Subaru Prescott state-of-the-art facility, November 10th. We're pretty excited to have a new place to present the Subaru lineup. So during September's under-construction pre-grand opening event, Findlay Subaru Prescott is working to sell all remaining 2018s to make room for our special allocation on new Subarus for our grand opening celebration. We want to see a new Subaru in everyone's driveway, so you'll have the safety of Subaru's symmetrical all-wheel drive this coming winter. Come in, take a test drive, and see how much you can save during our under-construction pre-grand opening event. You want to buy a new Subaru, and we want to sell you one. Right now, you can finance a new 2018 Findlay Subaru Impreza for as low as 0% APR or lease for $165 a month. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
For well-qualified buyers, now through October 1st, lease Impreza Standard 2.0 i4D 5MT model code JJA-01 for 36 months with $19.95 due at signing, zero security deposit.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you're in the market for a job, the Prescott Valley Event Center is hosting a big job fair today. The doors open at 4 o'clock for veterans, 55 and over people, and the disabled. General public is admitted starting at 4:30 until about 7 p.m. A lot of major employers in this area are hiring. You'll see them today at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Doors open again for veterans 55 plus and disabled at 4 o'clock. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town Prescott at 4. Join me right back here Thursday at 4 o'clock, not 2, with Tom Agostino from the Folk Sessions and LAPD detective and author Mike Rothmiller. That's Thursday, Q&A at 4, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.